On FM, online, and on the station app, this is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 26, Tini 28 degrees. Interpol teams from South Africa and Eswatini are working together to facilitate the transfer of the Ndamande brothers who were sought in connection with the high-profile murders of rapper Kenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Tabelo Tibbs Motsoane. The two were shot dead outside a restaurant on Florida Road in Durban in 2023. Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Mamaloko Kubai has confirmed that Siyabonga and Melusi Ndamande have decided to withdraw their extradition appeal in Eswatini. A spokesperson, Terrence Manase.
The Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, Mamaloko Kubai, confirms that Siyabonga Ndamande and his brother Melusi Ndamande will be extradited from the Kingdom of Eswatini to South Africa. They are expected in South Africa on the 11th of November 2025 to face trial. The South African Police Service will coordinate their handover with court details to be confirmed upon arrival.
MK Party Deputy President and Parliamentary Leader John Hlophe has been suspended from all positions in the party with immediate effect. This is pending a full investigation into his conduct. Hlophe's suspension follows changes he made to the leadership in Parliament. In other big news this morning, government is moving urgently to bring home 17 young men trapped in the conflict zone of eastern Ukraine. The men, mostly from KwaZulu-Natal, reportedly joined foreign military forces under promises of lucrative contracts. President Cyril Ramaphosa has since ordered an investigation into how they were recruited. Here's the presidency spokesperson, Vincent Makwenya.
President Ramaphosa has ordered an investigation into the circumstances that led to the recruitment of the young men into these seemingly mercenary activities. The South African government is working through diplomatic channels to secure the return of these young men following their calls for assistance to return home.
The Madlunga Commission of Inquiry aims to deliver an interim report to President Cyril Ramaphosa before the end of the year, though timelines remain uncertain. Speaking to the SABC, the Commission spokesperson Jeremy Michaels says investigators and legal teams are working around the clock to address new information and allegations.
We can't really anticipate the timeline. There is this unknown factor of what we are going to uncover. Justice Madlunga is in discussion with President Ramaphosa on the timeline. I trust that an announcement in that regard will be made in due course.
To view all of our coverage on the Madlunga Commission, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. In other news, the death toll from Typhoon Kalamichi in the Philippines has now risen to 114. Another 127 people are still missing. The storm that devastated the country's central regions is now heading towards Vietnam. And Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has pressed charges against a man who allegedly harassed and groped her during a public appearance. The man broke through a crowd of greeting people in Mexico City on Tuesday and appeared to grope her and also attempted to kiss her. Police say preliminary findings link the man to the alleged harassment of at least two other women on the same day. I'm Chanel September. More news in Afrikaans at 11.